Welcome to episode 105 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Now today we're kicking off our week of looking at wonders of the medieval world by looking at Stonehenge. So this week, I'm looking at wonders of the medieval world. That said, the first thing I wondered is why Stonehenge, which was built hundreds of years BC, was on a list of wonders of the medieval world. Well, it turns out that a number of the wonders on this list were built before the Middle Ages, but for whatever reason, they captured the imagination of the people making these lists. Now, these lists were made a little bit after the Middle Ages, but they were basically designed to capture the spirit and the atmosphere of the Middle Ages. So just keep that in mind throughout the week. Now, it's tough to do research on Stonehenge, because even if you go to the library and look for books on the topic, half of them are written by wackos talking about UFOs and the Atlanteans building things and all that. Some even say that the devil himself built Stonehenge. Indeed, Stonehenge has captured the popular imagination. One popularly known theory is that the Druids built Stonehenge, but archaeological and anthropological evidence show that the Druids had absolutely nothing to do with it. Ironic, because there's gatherings of Druids there in this day and age. Stonehenge is actually one of over 900 almost identical structures all over Britain, but for whatever reason, this one is the most known. There are actually much older stone circles, like one in Ireland, that predate Stonehenge by almost 1,000 years, making that one older even than the Great Pyramid of Giza. Stonehenge was witness to a pretty brutal police attack in 1985. That year, a group of hippies wanted to get to Stonehenge for the summer solstice, and were illegally trying to accomplish their goal. It takes special permission to get close to the stones, and they didn't have it. Police caught them and way overreacted. Sure, the hippies were there legally, but the police retaliation is on record as one of the worst instances of police brutality in recent history. Families were assaulted by police in riot gear, their cars were totaled and whatnot. Independent witnesses say that the behavior was pretty much unprovoked. Some of the victims fled into a nearby bean field, but were pursued there by police. Because of the setting of this melee, the whole bloody incident has been entered into the history books as the Battle of the Bean Field. Thanks for tuning in to episode 105 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue our look at wonders of the medieval world by hopping over to India to visit the famous Taj Mahal.